You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I can admit that I have probably lost days of work productivity since 2011 by watching brown bears in Katmai National Park in Alaska catch and eat salmon on a live video stream. It's known colloquially as Bear Cam, and 22 million people watched it in 2015. There are also osprey cams, eagle cams, walrus cams, puffin cam that is my producer's favorite, all from remote corners of the globe, and they are streamed by the nonprofit organization Explore.org. Charlie Annenberg Weingarten founded it, and he's also vice president of the Annenberg Foundation. To be honest, I have wanted to do this interview for 3 years. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me here.
So take me back to the moment when you thought, hey, we can put some money into this thing and bring bears and ospreys and walrus and all sorts of other animals to people all over the world.
You know, it's interesting where inspiration comes from. I had always wanted to connect people to nature because I believe that the best form of philanthropy is when you fall in love with something and develop an emotional connection. And the bears and the salmon is one of the most iconic visuals. And it was such an honor when the Park Services allowed us to work with them to help educate the public.
Well, so how did that work? Like, what were those conversations?
Well, there were a series of them. We literally were just on the phone with the National Park Service. And I think the connection between Explore.org and the Park Services was simple. Explore is completely philanthropic, and really one of our driving values is purity in educating the public in the purest form possible. So we don't try to manipulate nature, we don't try to sensationalize it, and the Park Services share that vision of trying to educate and enhance and enlighten the world about the work they do, and it's just been a beautiful relationship.
Well, so how do you do that? How do you maintain that purity and still get, 22 million people looking at your cams?
You know, it truly is a fine balance. And I think in today's world, the currency of Explore and what makes it so unique is the purity that manifests itself. Everything so often is sensationalized today for ratings and everything. And, you know, I don't know what will happen with technology, but we'll be remembered as truly pure stewards of the natural world.
Can you make that go further? After all, you know, I can sit in an office in New York City and watch the bears, and it's a really moving experience, but that doesn't mean that I'm, you know, donating to animal conservation or that I am taking environmental action. It just means I'm passively participating.
And I think that's fine. Sometimes when I look at these cams myself, I think of them as an antidote to stress. The world's going through a lot of difficult times right now, and I feel like Explore.org is an oasis of peace. And so I think that's fine. Isn't that what nature's about? Isn't that what parks are about? To be able to explore and to let go. And so I truly believe that that's okay. I don't think that you have to
get
involved.
I don't need to give $5 or do anything like that?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why I say that.
Yeah.
I've traveled through every state in America. And what I discovered was there are so many amazing, hardworking people out there. And they want to get involved, but they don't have the means. And it makes them feel bad. And the fact that they can connect, because truly the most valuable currency in any movement is your time. And so what happens is when you're on Explore, you can connect with these nonprofits. And eventually they do give. They don't give out of a guilt-ridden state. And so anyone can give. It's just that we don't make that the emphasis because the first step is learning, awareness, education. And I think if you really do want to give, you will. But a lot of people don't have that fortunate background to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And you have to respect that.
You know, I'm talking to you because the Bear Cam, and I should say cams, as there are many, is what drew me to this. But there are all sorts of other cameras. Do you have a favorite?
You know, like I said, they're all like my kids, I feel like. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the Bear Cam is just, there's nothing like it. It's really, it's so neat to be able to allow people to voyeur like this and connect. I love them all. You're talking to the wrong guy. But yes, the Bears are my, they have a special place in my heart.
Charlie Annenberg-Weingarten, thank you so much for talking with me.
It's a pleasure to be here. Have a great day.
Now we're going to go from looking at a national park at your desk to, well, being in one. Last year, the Appalachian Mountain Club, a nonprofit that maintains hiking areas throughout New England, earned over $12 million in revenue from its various campsites, visitor centers, and hiking lodges. And some of those lodges are on top of actual mountains. So the only way to get there is by trail. In other words, we can get to these beautiful places because of the work of trail crews.
I'm Eric Samia. I am the projects coordinator of the Appalachian Mountains Club North Country Volunteer for Trails program, and I work in the White Mountain National Forest. Well, I grew up in the White Mountains. My father was a backcountry ranger for many years, so that's why my family moved up here. What I've always thought of as being home is just being just out there in the backcountry. I've been doing trail work for the better part of like 6 or 7 years. I've been working for the Appalachian Mountain Club for the last 5. I love the hard work and how much your body hurts and how tired you are at the end of every single day. It's just a really good feeling. There's nothing more rewarding than trail work from my experience. Here in the White Mountains, we do a lot of rock work. So, you know, a lot of people ask us, oh, how do you get the rocks here? Do you just have them like airlifted in? And that is not the case. We have to go and quarry the rocks. So we go out into the woods, dig out the rocks, get them out of their holes, and get them to the trail to where you want to build a structure. And then you got to dig a hole specifically for that rock and make sure it's set in the hole, not wiggling or anything. As well as felling trees. We fell trees, process them, turn them into bog bridges, steps, whatever we need to do. But we do a lot of, you know, rock work and timber work, a lot of drainage work. You know, if it's just a general maintenance day, then you could hike, you know, multiple miles. It's the White Mountains, it's Maine, pretty steep terrain. Even just a mile and a half pack in could be a lot. I don't know how to really put it into words, really. There's just, like, nothing like it. It's the most rewarding experience of my life, from teaching outdoors to building trails. All together, it's just a magical, beautiful thing to be a part of. I don't think I really ever see it as a tourism thing. I see it as a more of a conservation-based mission. We go out and do a lot of work on these trails so people can go out and enjoy them. I think it'd be good if everyone maybe did a week of trail work at some point in their lives. It'd put a lot of things in perspective.
That was Eric Samia from the Appalachian Mountain Club.